Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Where to Begin podcast. I am Chris DeFrancesco. Joining me, as always, hopefully, is my luscious wife. How are you doing, my love?
I'm great, my love. Thank you. Thank you for having me on as co-host, which I am permanently. Glad I was invited to this chat.
Well, technically, you were. I had to send you a Zoom invite. So,
that's
yes.
Right. I was invited.
Yeah, it's funny. I sent her. She's finishing up work, and I'm downstairs just watching the end of a show, and she texts me ready. All right, so we all know what ready means. So I go in here. I accept her invite for this Zoom call. And she goes, I'm not ready. As I'm saying, I'm going to hit record. Let's go. She goes, I'm not ready. Well, then what's the point of sending me a text saying
you
I'm ready?
Did not sound check me. So I was not ready.
Okay. All right.
Your
so,
fault.
Get in line. This episode, this was an idea that was brought to us by Morgan herself.
Correct.
And
from my brain.
So what was this basically is I'm going to ask you 10 questions, random questions that you don't know I'm going to ask you, and you're going to do the same for me.
Correct. And we can answer our own questions too, if we want. The idea is I thought that we could call this a quick questions episode. These questions, at least I don't think they're supposed to be super in depth. There obviously can be some conversation about them, but it's supposed to be super quick. You kind of have to answer without any, I mean, you can think a little bit, but like we have not had time to prepare. So I have no idea what Chris is going to ask me. I have no idea what I do have very every idea what I will ask him, but he doesn't know. So this is just kind of a fun exercise we thought couples can do with each other. We've done this quite a few times. We actually spent like an hour already doing this with other questions
right.
earlier tonight to prepare for the quick question round of to begin.
We will call this the get to know segment. So we'll just ask, you know, 10 to, you know, 12 questions or so, depending on how fast the answers are. There might be some more thrown out here, more than 10, but we'll call this the get to know segment.
I mean, I just dubbed this the quick question segment. So why you're renaming it already, you have more say in the show than I do.
The fun fact about this is I do have control because I have the pause and the stop button of this recording right above me here. So I can cut you off quite easily.
Mm-hmm. I know my place.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start off with my first question to Morgan. And again, to clarify this to all of you, she has no idea what I'm going to ask her. And I know you guys probably hear podcasts say, oh, there was no preparation for this. I mean, obviously, sometimes it's factual and other times it's not. I honestly did not run these questions by Morgan at all. Sometimes that ends up being a good thing. Sometimes it's not the best thing while recording a show, but I always
enjoy. You never know what I'm going to say.
Right. So I just always enjoy the aspect of the unknown here. All right. Question number one for you, Morgan. What would you do with 1 week to do anything, all expenses paid?
Oh my gosh, that's an incredible question. Okay, I'm going to assume questions like this take place in reality. So I have to consider that we have a child.
Yeah, it has to.
So if it was all expenses paid because we have a child and because everything going on with COVID, I honestly would probably say an incredible done to the works Disney vacation because it's not a crazy long plane ride. It's within the country and it's completely paid for. And it's something we want to do within the next year or so. And we're not sure if we'll do it. I mean, we're pretty sure we're going to do it, but it also just depends on how everything looks in the next couple of years. So I'd probably say a paid Disney vacation with a paid babysitter so we could have some nights to ourselves and go to like La Cellier. That's probably what I would do.
Nice. Okay. All right. You want me to go this over to you or do you want to just go back and forth? You want me to just keep asking you questions?
I'll ask a question. We can go back and forth. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
My question for you. You have been chosen to live in space for 10 years.
This is awesome.
I know, right? This is awesome. You are told that you can bring one movie, one book, and one lifetime supply of one specific type of food. what do you bring? And I'll give you a couple seconds here while I clarify the food. Obviously, astronaut food is a thing. It doesn't have to be a type of astronaut food. So that rule does not apply. So it truly can be any food. But it's a lifetime supply of it.
So it's a book, movie, food?
Book, movie, food in space. So don't pick Gravity.
So movie, it would be probably Ready Player One.
Solid film.
I would probably choose between Ready Player One and The Greatest Showman. My book, sheesh, that's a tough one. It would have to be a long book. I don't know what book I would choose. I mean, like,
you know what? I'll let you do this. I can also say series. So if there's a series,
I would Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's hands down. I would do too.
Hands down.
Seven books.
My food would be probably the peanut butter, little peanut butter crackers, the circular, you know, the Ritz little cracker things with the peanut butter in the middle. That, you know, I love those. I mean, if we want to clarify this, I'd rather die than do this. because if you take me away from my family for a week, let alone 10 years, I'd honestly rather the rocket ship blow up as it's going up in the air.
I'm just saying peanut butter crackers just floating around crackers. In space.
I mean, you know, I can't have your meatballs. I can't have your
pasta fagioli
soup because it'll just get bad.
I could make you a 10-year supply, I suppose, and just
that would be, how am I going to heat it up?
Freeze it. There's some sort of,
I don't know,
thing on it. I mean, you're in a spaceship. That's pretty high tech. They got to have something up there for you.
That's probably true. And if I could, I would do the pasta fagioli for 10 years, but I figured I might as well do the crackers because I'll get myself salt, carbs, and peanut butter and protein. So
that's good.
Might as well do something like that.
That's a solid choice.
And then Harry Potter would be my book of choice, the series. My second question to you is, when home alone, do you shut the door when you use a bathroom?
Yes. Every time, even when child is awake, it's the one thing I have to do for myself.
Well, I mean, she can open the door anyway, so it's...
She can.
As long as you open, as long as the door is able to be open, which she can do, but at least you close it.
That's true. No, it's closed.
When I am with Addison, I do not close the door at all.
That's a great parenting thing. I do not practice that.
I know. All right, go ahead. Your next question to me. Your second question.
My second question, I'll do it not so silly.
Just letting you guys know, I don't think Morgan prepared for this at all.
So. Yes, I did. Okay. I totally did. I was trying to find a mix of silly and serious, but I also found, like, I know you were going through lists and I found those same lists and I tried not to pull questions from those lists. Okay. So we would have different ones. When we retire, what do you want our life to look like?
When we retire... Well, I was hoping that was going to be like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago for the Powerball.
When we played the Powerball, I was so mad. You know what? It's so exciting to get a lottery ticket. But then when you lose, it's like, I can't believe I spent $20.
So what would I want my life to look like? I would like to be, the obvious answer would be like, I would love to be living in a ranch or in San Diego, you know, right? Ooh. You know, being that weather. So is this what I want it to look like, or reality, what it's probably going to be?
I would say what you, in a dream world, obviously, like, we're not millionaires, but like in a perfect scenario where we're able to, you know, save a ton for retirement.
I would like,
you
know,
what do you think a reasonable life for us would look like?
I would like to live, where we live, but somewhere outside, like the suburbs of like Pittsburgh. Like one of those really nice places up there. Cause I want to be really, you know, that might sound corny, but I would like to be close to the Philadelphia sports teams. You know, and
not
there's,
states,
you
know, away,
not states away, but like, you know, it's a quiet, like a nice quiet, I don't want to say the word country area, but a place where there's solid land. So I would like to be somewhere, out that way.
So you in your 70s can, on our solid piece of land, ride a 4Runner.
Oh, that would be incredible to.
Not a 4Runner. What are they?
I know what you meant. A 4-wheeler. Yeah.
A 4-wheeler or a 4Runner. That'd be great too. I know, just right? Buy a 4Runner and drive it around in our backyard.
So yeah, realistically, that would be it. I just want to lay low. You know, I want to do that now. I just want to lay low.
No. Would you podcast still?
No.
I feel like you would have to continue to do something. You're not the kind of person I don't see you as the kind of person who could just stop.
No, I agree. No, I can't just stop. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do that at all. I would love to, but you know, maybe like exercising a couple hours a day, have my own like little tiny gym in the garage, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure at that point I'd have some hobbies.
Hobbies, fishing, hunting. Maybe
I would love to fish. License. Yeah. And hunt. That'd be great. Yeah. All right. So next question for you. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. You woke up tomorrow as the opposite sex. What would the top three things you do?
I'm going to keep this PG first of all.
Why?
I would probably have a workout at the gym because I like to see the difference in endurance and strength and durability and just like what that feels like. Mm-hmm. That's one. I would pee standing up, obviously, because that would be an exciting thing to do. Like, would we switch bodies? Yeah. In this situation, yes. So let's say we've switched bodies. Then yes, then we would have a nice intimate evening together.
Okay, that's good.
And I almost picked this question for you too. Is why I had to go to different lists.
I see. All right.
What would you do?
Three things. Now, it's so weird. Like, I won't be able to keep it PG, but I mean, it's natural. So I'm not going to say anything bad. I would literally sit in front of the mirror and just do what Michael Scott did to Jan when she got the breast and enhancements. I would literally just touch them and roll them around in the mirror and figure out what the heck these things are on my body. Uh-huh. I would like to figure out what the infatuation is when somebody else is touching them and I'm the one that's feeling it.
Can we clarify?
Sure.
We're going to be switching bodies right as I give birth to child number two. Because I would love for you to be able to understand what that feels like.
I'm out. This is a suck-ass question.
Well, I also think that you would like to be able to hold it over my head forever. I do know what birth feels like.
I would probably put a ton of makeup on to see what that's like as well. Just I would do a whole makeup thing. And then I would probably just go to Victoria's Secret and try on all sorts of debaucheries and see what that's like. I would do dumb stuff. You're cool. You're like, I want to go to the gym. I want to feel what it's like to be strong. I want to touch my own boobs. That's what I would do as a woman. All right, go ahead. Your third question to me.
Okay. I'm trying to pick one that I think you can answer pretty quickly. If I let you dress me, what would I wear on our next date or outing?
Probably what you wore before we went out tonight. A flannel with
sweatpants.
Yeah. And
leggings, sir.
Oh.
Those were straight up sweatpants.
Oh, okay. Probably I would pick like your black, you know, Lululemon pants with the UGG slippers.
Those are sweatpants. That's what I was wearing. The UGG slippers? That was totally what I was wearing.
Yeah. They're not full blown sweatpants. That's like true. What I
they
wear.
They are Lululemon.
Yeah. So that's what I would probably mm-hmm. choose that. With your hair down and glasses on.
And where are we going? Ruth's Chris?
I mean, I'd go anywhere now, just that's got steak. So
in my sweatpants.
Yep. I would choose for you. All right. So number four, if you won a multi-million dollar lottery, what would you do with the money?
Okay. Here we go. All debts immediately paid off. First of all, lawyer. You got to get a lawyer.
Well, of course.
That's first step number one. All debts paid off. Retirement fund, like, fully paid into. So, like, we wanted to retire right then and there, we would. But I think you and I are on the same page where we wouldn't want to fully retire right away. Because I also want our kid to see, like, a work ethic. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And to have, like, more of a normal life. Money and savings, all debts paid off. I would want us to sit down and pick some and, like, figure out, okay, in our families, what do we want to give? And I think we've talked about before, because we've definitely had this question before, but like if we won the lottery, depending on like if we won like the Powerball, that's different than winning like a million or two. But like I feel like we'd rather give things than just chunks of money, right? So like pay for someone's college or get someone a new car versus just hand them over a check kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we would then figure that out. Of course, Addie would be all set up for life, mm-hmm. get her a savings account and us a savings account for things like her wedding, college, very practical stuff.
I would definitely
very practical stuff.
I would try to invest most of it, like put it away, let it just sit on interest.
Just let stuff sit. I wouldn't want to go crazy at first at all, because that would like almost make me nervous. And I just, it's weird. I just don't want that much. Like the things that I would want a slightly bigger house, because I personally, as my business grows, like I really would like an office. Mm-hmm. So like, I think when we talked about this before, I was like, I want to buy an office, like office stuff, which is so pathetic. But like, and I know you kind of want a gym. So little things like that, but like even like owning a house, like we could own a house in the mountains maybe, or like on an island. I'm like, I don't think I really want that.
Yeah.
Really,
that's going to house on an island
for a while
where I got to take a plane to a grocery store.
I know.
So stupid. It's so then, of course, unpractical.
I think we'd pick a bunch of charities that we would want to give to and causes. Yeah,
for sure.
Especially for like kids things.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
It's cool. It would be really cool to be in a position where you could give back significantly.
I would love to do what I can to try to change lives that are obviously much less fortunate than me.
Yeah.
You know, St. Jude, Alex's Lemonade Stand, you know, great places that do a lot of things for kids that have been dealt some pretty rough hands. All right. I'll answer that question really quick, because it kind of just piggybacks basically off what you said. I would like to lay low somewhere in a nice, you know, 4-bedroom, 3-4-bath rancher.
Three. I don't want to clean 4 bathrooms. 3 is plenty.
3. Yeah. 3 bathrooms are good. I would like to have, you know, like I said, like a 2-3 car garage with, you know, half of it being a gym, like an indoor gym. And then obviously like a backyard and a front yard, you know, I don't need a lot. I mean, I'm really happy where I'm at. And that means I don't really need that much more. I don't need 13 bedrooms with 2 kids and a dog. You know, I'm not an idiot. You know, they're all clowns that do stuff like that. You're just pissing money away. And you know, for a fact, you want to buy these massive homes for 3-4 people. Who's cleaning it?
I don't want to have, first of all, I'm not the most trusting of people. So like I would have a really hard time having a maid service. Like I don't mind cleaning, but I wouldn't be able to clean a mansion, and I would have no desire for that. Yeah, I want more space than needed.
Exactly.
Having to furnish all of that. Remember how long it took us to pick our couches?
Oh my goodness.
Imagine having to furnish
like a 6 rooms,
8-bedroom.
Yeah.
Home.
No, thanks. No. Just give me air mattresses at that point.
Everyone gets an air mattress.
Everyone just gets their own colored air mattress. All right. What's your, I think this is what your 4th question for me. Yeah. Number 4.
Yes. Okay. If you were in a witness protection program, mm-hmm. what would your new name be and where would you go? And because you've already said the suburbs of Pittsburgh, you can't say that again. You have to pick a new place.
There was this thing we did at work one time where we were all like, what would your porn names be? So what
this
you
is
have
a witness protection name.
No,
Chris.
I know, but it's a way to come up with a different name. So they said, use your middle name and then the name of the first street that you grew up on. So my middle name is Edward, and I grew up on Payne Street. So my name Edward would be Payne. Edward Payne. So, you know,
I guess I'd be Kathleen Carnegie is what I would consider.
Mine's much cooler.
Mine flows nicely.
Then Edward Payne.
That doesn't flow. That's just.
Oh,
funny.
It flows.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my name on Pinhub. So it flows very nicely.
Pinhub,
by the way,
Pinterest
is my competing
business.
Pinterest business against Morgan. I would be Edward Payne, and I would live like in like New Mexico.
Oh, that's an interesting choice. I'm surprised you did that over Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, but it's cold. Colorado.
Not everywhere, but it's beautiful.
I guess. I'm not a fan of cold. But yeah, that would be me. All right, number 5 for you. If you could change something about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I'll go real deep here. I do wish, and this is something I obviously could never change, and it definitely was for the better, but I was raised, you know, in a divorced family. So my parents, I don't even know when they were divorced. I don't even know when they split up. I know, I think it was like by the time I was two, or right after, or right before, or whatever. But I literally have one memory of my mother, my father, and myself as a family. And it was when I was spending a weekend with my father, and my mother had to come down to take care of me because on his weekend that he had me, I got the stomach flu really bad. And so my mom came down to help take care of me. And that's the only memory I have, other than our wedding where we have a picture with the three of them kind of thing. Yeah. But I guess if it would be nice to have been able to grow up in a family with married parents, because I literally never knew that. Now I lived with married, like my mom and my stepdad are together, and my dad and his second wife, who I'm super close with, were together for a while too. Mm-hmm. So I had that, but it was still different. So okay. I think if I could change anything, it would have been nice to have experienced, you know, mother, father, child structure mm-hmm. longer.
Nice.
Or at all.
Okay. I understand. All right, go ahead. What's your next question for me?
Okay. What's one thing you would want to go back in time and tell yourself 10 years ago? So this is at 24.
Oh man, 24.
I know.
I wish you could go back like another like 2 or 3 years. I would say don't go to college. 24 years old. Save your money, kid.
That's a very good one, and not at all what I was expecting you to say.
I would say save your money. Stop buying frivolous bullshit, and just, you know, even if you don't, you know, want to go to the bank, get an envelope or get something and just throw all the cash in there as humanly possible. You know, open up some kind of account where I can just continuously take money, you know, out of my paychecks, and it just sits there and just grows and grows and grows in interest. Yeah, I would definitely do save your money. I would make better, I would have made a much quicker decision at 24 and from a relational standpoint.
No, because you needed to stay in that relationship that was awful and dragged on forever, because if you hadn't, you probably would have been with someone else. I probably true. Wouldn't have nabbed you.
Nabbed
you. And nabbed you right up. Right so, on up.
But absolutely, it would have been be smarter with your money. But look, you know, 24-year-olds, they all do dumb stuff with money. It just, it is
I didn't.
What it
I was very, very smart.
Well, you were basically living on street corners.
No. I was only homeless in a city for about a month and a half. And I wasn't homeless. I was living, I stayed in like an extended stay place, and a person let me had a spare bedroom they let me stay with. It was in Oakland, California, which is not a safe
space. A beautiful city.
No, it's not. And it was definitely not the nicest part of Oakland. So that was kind of sketchy. And there were fleas in the house.
Gosh, knowing you like I know now.
That was before 24. How did I live? I don't know how I lived through that. I don't know.
We have like two ants in this house. She's calling like Terminex to get in here as soon as possible.
Because of the fleas. Now I've learned. But I was very blessed. She was very, very kind to let me stay with her, because it was a coworker who was just really, really kind and generous, and who realized I didn't have a place. I moved out there for the job without a place to live. And so she let me stay with her for about a month while I found a place.
What did you think I was going to say?
What do you mean?
When you said that, when I said save your money, you said not the answer you were expecting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she ain't the one, kid.
Oh, oh, that's funny. All right, let's see here. Next question for you. I think we are up to 6. What hobby would you like to take up together?
Ooh, well, that's hard now, because that's what she said. And I did say that because I am the she who said that. What was this
Unless
for a long time?
Unless you woke up and you changed bodies, then you could say that's what I
yes,
just said.
Yes, that's true. That is so true. See? Wow, way to bring it back. Great callback, my love.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, we started the podcast, which is something I've really been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know a hobby we would do together. I wish we played more games together. Yeah. I wish that was something we did a little bit more often. I know we actually just played a card game recently, mm-hmm. but I wish that was more of a hobby. because that's really enjoyable.
Something I thought about is I would love to do like our own little book club. You know what I mean? Oh, like
with just the two of us?
With just the two of us. Like we can read
do
a
it
book.
On Zoom?
You can do it on Zoom. Like it's happy hour with Chris and Morgan. They're gonna read a chapter out of this book. Like I would like to read a book, you know, once a month we read a book together, and then you know, we'll do a podcast reviewing it together and stuff like that.
We could do that. We like reading, we could read some of the similar things. Because we like a lot of similar faith-based books that we could read. And even like you're reading Night Circus now.
Right.
And that's one I've always wanted to read. So we actually like similar things, except for your Shawn Michaels wrestling and baseball books. I don't think I'd get on board with
you would
those.
Like the Shawn Michaels books.
I might.
You would like behind the scenes stuff and stuff like that. Especially how much wrestling you've watched since meeting me.
That is true. And all the stories that I know.
Yeah. So, all right, go ahead. Number six to me. I'm ready. I'm still waiting for something challenging.
If you had a magic box that could bring back any inanimate object that you've lost in your life, what would you bring back? And I know the answer to this. I just don't think you know the answer to this.
What would I bring back?
What would you bring back? Something that you lost.
Something that I lost.
Mm-hmm.
My dignity?
No, it has to be an inanimate object, Chris.
Something that I lost. I really don't know. I can't really think of things that I've lost. It's obviously not that important if I can't recall it right away, because it's just not something I guess I think about. I don't know. What would it be? What were you going to say? It might ring a bell.
There are two things you threw away a couple years ago. I think the shirt that you bought in Las Vegas from the Mind Freak Live show.
Oh, that sucked. Yeah, it was stupid.
I remember you were really, really upset about that. And then the only other thing I would say is that $300 of baseball money that magically went missing from your room.
Oh my God. I don't know what the hell that was about.
I have no idea what happened with that.
I don't either. I'll tell you one thing. I didn't enjoy it. So I don't know what it was or what happened. I didn't take it and go frolicking into the night and go down to Atlantic City with it. I don't know, but those are two good things, but pretty much over my lifetime, I've actually been able to, you know, there are certain things that I've had for gosh, decades now, that I've been able to, you know, it's somewhere in this house or it's still somewhere at my parents' house. But, you know, if something's really important to me, I keep it, for a long time. I mean, I have jerseys that I've had for 20 something years. I don't have t-shirts like that. Morgan knows that. Morgan keeps t-shirts when she's 8. I get rid of shirts within 8 to 10 months.
I do. That is very true. Although I think my oldest t-shirt was from when I was in 7th grade.
Jeez.
And it's actually one of your favorites.
Which ones?
I wear it all the time. It has like, but it's a button down and it's flannel. It has flannel design with navy and orange and
white.
Wow,
it's that old?
It's that old. It's a Hollister shirt. It's super old.
That's like what, 15 years old?
Probably.
That's incredible.
It's an old shirt.
Let's see. I have a Jerry Rice 15. Jersey that I got in 1998.
Do you wear it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wear it.
Really old though.
Let's see. I have hockey jerseys that are like 14 years old at this point. I have a couple t-shirts that are really old that I've had for a long time, which is weird because I basically wear the same shirt every day anyway. My wife can attest to that.
And it's not even like a fun shirt. It's a black Under Armour dry fit shirt. Every single day.
That's funny. I got all it's worth out of it. So let's see. My next question to you is what grosses you out?
I don't think we have enough time.
Yeah, we don't have enough time. I'm going to go to the next question. Here we go for you. What do you like and dislike the most about your in-laws?
That's an awful question. I don't know if they listen.
No, I doubt it very highly.
Okay. I'll start with what I don't like. They're definitely the kind of people who give advice when advice isn't asked or warranted, but they don't, it's not advice. It's telling you what to do. Like it's saying, you know, you have to do this, right? Right. Like it's actually been phrased to me in ways like this, like you have to do this.
Yeah.
You have, like, especially when it comes to things with like Addison or future children, like telling me what I need to do. That always rubs me the wrong way. Or it's like something like the other day I told your parents, they were asking me about like a doctor appointment that I had. And I said, oh yeah, I had to reschedule it. And your mom went on this whole tangent of all these things that I could do to reschedule. And like, well, can you call and do this? And can they fax that to you? And I'm like, I wasn't even like a question. Like I didn't say I need help rescheduling my doctor's appointment, but it's like, they give commentary on statements that don't require commentary, which can sometimes be a little frustrating. And the thing I love about them the most, I love how accepting they've been of me, especially in the very beginning. I know that everyone thought I was just a rebound girl, but they were very welcoming and kind to me beginning.
Yes.
And they've, and like sometimes I definitely think they like me more than you. Sometimes.
That's all right. It's been my whole life.
They're very involved, which sometimes can be a negative thing, but for the most part, it's a positive thing because I didn't always have that growing up. So it's just really cool how involved they are in our lives. Yeah. And like, sometimes it bothers me how much they know about our life, but that's because I grew up with the complete opposite. Like I'll go weeks without speaking to my parents, if not months sometimes, which isn't, I'm not saying that's good, but it is nice. Like having that connection with someone and feeling like people really care.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I don't like the most, but also appreciate the most is, you know, the open forum.
Oh, and the cheapness of your father. I don't like that either.
That's the legend
of
Ed.
If he were to go to Starbucks and there's like going to Wawa, it's like, do you want anything? And if I were to say, can you get me a coffee, which would be $2, he wouldn't somehow ask for that $2 back. And he only ever calls you when the phone bill is due.
Used to. Thank God. Now he doesn't call me at all because I don't have a phone bill to pay.
That's right. You're off of his plan. It's so that's funny. That's kind of funny.
But yeah, that's it. That was funny. I had to ask you that question because sometimes I want to know too.
That's a good question.
Everything
did
you
it
said.
Surprise
is,
you or was,
no, because that. It's what I feel. So it's all good. All right. Go ahead. Your next question to me.
My next question, since you were asking for a hard one, I'm going to give you what I think would be a hard one because you had no time to prepare for this.
Give me plenty of hard ones.
While you're checking, that's what she said. While you're checking out a new home you're thinking of moving into, you open a closet that magically teleports you to the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. A wizard finds you and tells you that you must start your own shop. And shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E in order to save up money to buy his teleportation serum to get back to your time. What is the name of ye old shop and what do you sell?
Oh, come on.
You asked for a hard question.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll go first because I thought about this since I had it. My shop would be something like Ye Old Words, and I would sell poetry, but really I would just be writing lyrics from like TLC or Backstreet Boys or Mariah Carey.
And my God.
Put it out there as poetry and words and books to sell to people.
Oh, that's good. All right. My next question to you.
Hey.
I have no, I wouldn't even know where to start. I'm not creative.
So
on
you
that
would
thing.
Just be stuck in the Middle
I
Ages.
You
wouldn't whittle something.
No, I have no handyman skills. I would literally just whittle away into
make
dust.
An umbrella. Make umbrellas.
How?
Ye old rain catcher. That'd be the name of your shop. And you just make umbrellas. Just get some sticks and some leaves.
We call my place the Cocksmiths. And I'm going to
sell
toys for women.
Chris.
What? Back then, it was no holds barred back then. So I should be out of there within 4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So my next question for you is, would you rather have a cook or a maid?
Can I say neither? Okay. I would choose a maid.
Me too.
Because you didn't tell me exactly the parameters because I would get a maid. That would be like once a week or once a month for like some deep cleaning type stuff. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely love to cook. Really, really love to
cook. I would only want a cook in this house for meal prep for like a week.
Yeah, that'd be
like
nice.
For lunches like have someone, and stuff?
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't imagine a cook coming in here better than you. So I really thanks, would not. To me, a cook wouldn't be an upgrade. A maid would be an upgrade.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was both a compliment and an insult.
It was a backhanded compliment.
Because I do admit that out of all the free time that I don't have, cleaning the house is definitely something that keeps getting put on the back burner from That's time funny. To time.
All right, your next question to me.
Okay. This is going to be an interesting one because you don't like either of these foods.
All right.
But you actually do like both of these foods, even though you claim you hate both of these foods.
Okay.
You're stuck on a boat with 100 eggs and 100 chocolate bars. You're able to cook the eggs however you like, so that doesn't matter. Which do you eat first?
Probably the eggs.
Because of the protein.
Because of the protein, yeah.
Yeah, so the chocolate would just sit in the sun and melt. So by the time you get to
it, I would put the chocolate on the eggs.
That's a whole nother level of... I mean, I guess it's a survival thing.
Have you seen what our daughter does with foods?
Oh my gosh. She dips. We got her, what was it? It was chocolate chip pancakes and scrambled eggs at a restaurant.
She was dipping the chocolate chip pancakes in ketchup.
In ketchup.
And you're looking at me.
Scrambled. No. You're forgetting about this. Because we had ketchup for the eggs because she likes that. But we had a huge, they always bring out a huge mountain of whipped cream. She was dipping the scrambled eggs in the whipped cream.
Oh, that's right.
And the pancake. That's in the ketchup. Disgusting. And the thing is, she'd put it in her mouth, realize it, and then just continue to eat it. It was interesting, to say the very, very least.
Oh, she is the absolute, like, the greatest.
I love her.
My next question to you is, would you rather have mind-blowing sex once a month or mediocre sex once a week?
Oh. I guess mind blowing once a month.
Okay.
What would you do?
Mediocre. I just be there. I don't give a crap. I don't care.
Oh, that's funny.
It doesn't bother me. I don't. I'm not picky. Like,
I have no level of quality.
I have no level. Chris, what do you want between a 1 and a 10? I just want it. I don't care about the number. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see. Go ahead. Your next question to me.
My next question to you. Who is the best movie villain?
The best movie villain ever?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
I'm going to take out animated because that adds a whole level.
That doesn't really count.
And I'm going to take out superhero and hero movies because that's a whole nother level too.
Oh, I don't think Batman's a superhero. So Joker should be.
Or heroes.
Man,
but if you want Joker, then that's fine. If you no, that honestly, I mean,
but
answer.
I still don't even consider him a villain in those.
You wouldn't
movies.
Say Hans Gruber.
He's right there, man. Like he was solid. My next guess.
Sherlock of Nottingham, also played by, what's his name?
I would probably say Moriarty is probably the best. My favorite villain is Moriarty
from the Sherlock
movies and the series. Because he's just as brilliant almost as Sherlock. So it makes, it's like Rock and Austin, one elevated the other. And that's how I always felt was I would, if it's not to me, if it's not Hans Gruber, then I would say Moriarty. That's me. How about you?
This is a hard question, and I have no idea how to answer it. Regina George
from
what? Mean Girls.
You're
just kidding.
You're that impossible.
Be the worst villain, the funny. Best villain. But if I had to choose, I honestly, on the spot, I'd probably say Darth Vader, just because he's so iconic.
Okay, nice. I mean, you can't really go wrong with Darth Vader. Yeah. I mean, I would. My third one would be Voldemort, but. That would be
that is a good one.
That would be,
but I consider that more of a book thing. Like it's weird how I consider something. I mean,
Star Wars is books.
Yeah, but not really. Like Harry Potter was made famous.
You're right. You're
Star Wars was
through
made
books.
Famous through movies.
Okay, you're right. All right. Next question is: what do you think is my best physical feature?
Your penis.
All right. Thank you very
just
much.
Just kidding. I mean, not I was... kidding. But all things aside,
we're married.
Obviously. I love your face, but I will always compliment. I love, love, love your broad shoulders. And I know that's something you hate about yourself, which is so crazy to me. But I love, because you just, it just makes you look really manly.
Oh, well, thank you.
A lot of men don't have that. You're so uncomfortable being complimented.
I'm not good at it. Let's see. And people call me an asshole, but you know, it is what it is. Let's see. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your turn.
It is my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. If you built a themed hotel,
my God,
what would the theme be and what would the rooms look like?
I would build a Harry Potter hotel.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I would just do the rooms. There would be sections like the houses.
Right.
So that would be, I actually like the setup that you see in the films. Like there's that little waiting area where kids can hang out in a really cool fireplace.
The common room.
Yeah, the common room. Another cool, and this is kind of random, just came to my head. Another really cool idea for a hotel is like from the board game Clue. I think that would be a really cool like getaway, like a weekend getaway, like Airbnb for couples. Like
the Clue house.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That would be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. So something like that. I mean, that's thinking. I mean, I couldn't even believe that popped into my head, but I just thought of how neat the different rooms were, and there's each room tells a different story. So that would be really cool. I mean, other than that, maybe like a Greatest Showman hotel. With different rooms, elevating different characters and different sections of the circus. But that would be, that probably wouldn't last as long as the others. I wouldn't do a sports room. A wrestling one would be cool because you could do it in different eras. You can do it in the golden era of the 80s with like the Hulk Hogan and the Macho Mans. Then you can go on to like the new generation, which was Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Diesel, but then you can go to the Attitude Era section with Rock, Austin, DX, and then go into one more modern with like John Cena, and stuff like that. I think that would be really cool. A wrestling one could work. That would be neat. So yeah, but my top two would be Harry Potter and Clue. That was a cool question.
Really good.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
I like See? That. That's a neat question.
I like that question too.
I was almost going to like outline a theme park, but it was going to be Disney World. And it would have been like, how cool would it be to have a big ball and we'll call it Epcot? It's so funny. All right. What about you? Did you think of that one?
Not really, because it's so funny. All the ideas I thought of, I was like, oh, but Disney's already done that.
Like Star Wars would have been cool, but Disney's doing it already.
Disney's already so doing it's, that. It's but neat. I don't know if I would need to pick something.
What about like a Marvel hotel or a DC hotel?
That's probably
right?
Already being done. I know that sounds crazy and this is so not creative or fun, but something I almost like would like something like 1950s themed or like a really old, like classic hotel. So like even like the telephones, everything looks old. Everyone wears like 1920s would be fun, and like the 20s. Whole all the staff wears those outfits, yeah. And like the drinks and the cocktails and all the language and everything is from that time period, and they'd be like cool. A speakeasy bar, mm-hmm. And like all of the hotel rooms would even look super ancient, but obviously
so cool.
New, yeah. And refreshing. But I think I would go more like an era choice because I think that'd be kind of cool.
That's really neat. Something that's a great idea. Retro. I love that. Gosh, that's why Ready Player One is the coolest movie concept ever. Like you go into this oasis and you can create anything you want.
But we talked about this. The book is so much different than the movie.
The book is so much better. But aren't you happy though that you saw the movie first though in a way? Yeah.
Yes,
so that's what I said to you in the beginning.
If I read the book first, I would have been really disappointed in the movie and I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it as much as I did.
Right. All right, so my next question to you is, what book or film can you not imagine your life without?
Harry Potter. I know
it's
so cheesy.
No,
but when
I
was a kid, it's what taught me how to learn to love to read. Like, I remember waking up on Saturday mornings, and my mom and I had an apartment, and I would go up to the top bunk of, I had bunk beds even though I was an only child, and I would go up and I would sit up there and I would read just for hours. And like, I just genuinely loved reading when I was a kid because of Harry Potter. So that definitely taught me how to love reading. So I'll always have a special place in my heart for that series because of that.
No, I agree. That's, and I would honestly, I would probably say Harry Potter too. Like I said, I mean, you asked me if I was on an island, I only get the one book series. I would definitely pick Harry Potter series. Because, oh my gosh, like when you just read the books, and you almost, and you just get so engulfed in the story. And like, there's eight books, right? There's eight books, seven books. And you get so just involved and you almost feel like you're just, you're in the story. And I love that so much. Every book just gets better and better and better. So yeah, I would pick Harry Potter as well.
I think this is going to be the last question because I think we've done 12.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me pick a good one because I put some extras.
I have one more for you as well.
I like so this. If you could pick any job in the world to do mm-hmm. and money was not an issue, so essentially you'd get paid like, let's say $200,000 a year salary for mm-hmm. anything,
yeah.
What would you do?
I would want to be a magician, like as good as Chris Angel, and have my own stage show in Las Vegas.
Would you want to be as busy as him?
No, I would probably want to do what he does now. I would want his current contract, like perform like 5 shows a week and have off like most weekends. I wouldn't have the traveling show that he does. I'm not sure he does that much anymore, but I would want like just a set schedule. I'm in the same place. I live maybe like a mile. Couple miles from the hotel.
So but in this reality, we're living in Vegas.
That's okay.
For you, you didn't even take me into consideration. How rude.
Because you didn't say that. You said, what would you want to do? You didn't say with us.
Just go along. You could have said, I would want to do what makes you happy, Morgan.
It's not about that. It's about you following what I'm doing. yeah, that would probably be it. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a pro wrestler as much as I adore it because I can't travel like that. I can't be on the road like that. I mean, it would be cool to do something like with the Eagles, like maybe do like, I wouldn't say like coach, but I would love to help with scouting or, you know, doing stuff for the draft, fun things like that. But yeah, probably do a fun show because, you know, talk about keeping yourself active and keeping that creative aspect of your life just motoring each and every day. That's what I would like to do, something that keeps me creatively fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
Fulfillment. Really cool. All right, so here we go, my last question to you, right? Because then you got one more for me, or that was it. Okay, so my last question, I added this one because I want to answer this one too. What 5 people alive or dead would you invite to a dinner party?
I hate this question.
I just want a one-on-one intimate dinner with Gal Gadot.
I would invite you, first of all. Would I be invited to your dinner
Absolutely
party?
Absolutely not. I only got 5.
And I'm not your wife.
I talk to you every day.
The person you choose to give your life to and your bank account to isn't worthy of a spot.
No.
Here's my answer. I would choose you. And whenever 4 other people you want, because I love you and I want you to enjoy yourself and I don't desire conversation with any other individual.
You know what's weird is people are going to look at this and be like, she's joking around. Just going to be completely honest with you guys. If push came to shove, she would honestly say, well, who do you want to invite? And that's will come. And then I'll hear about it the rest of my life. But at least I got to do the invites.
Correct.
No, but okay, for the sake of this, what 5 people would you invite, alive or dead? Excluding Jesus. Because once you invite Jesus, the show's over. You can't invite anybody else.
Can I invite some of his disciples?
Yeah, sure.
Paul.
Okay. It's one. Yeah.
See, now I have to play this game where it's like, do I want answers to historical questions that no one's ever answered because the people are dead? Or do I want to be realistic and say, like, I want to invite the top 5 people who are doing what I'm doing and we can all sit around and have a collaborative conversation. I can do better in my business. But I understand that that's not fun.
Like, imagine interviewing like Alexander Hamilton or John Adams and talking to him about what really went down leading up to signing the Declaration of Independence and all that fun stuff. Like, I'm just thinking of like you said, I think you're right. Or like Benjamin Franklin, who was involved with nearly everything back then, but like just alive or dead, what would you, you get five. That's not including you. So you're at the table. You get five, alive or dead. You already picked one, so you picked Paul.
I picked Paul. Stephen Furtick.
All right.
I'd like to be at a table with Paul and Stephen Furtick, because then Stephen can ask all the questions I'm not intelligent enough to know to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick those two.
It's not intelligent enough. You're not, maybe not educated in that
educated
subject.
Enough.
Yeah, don't say you're not smart enough.
That's true. Thank you, my love. I would invite my husband, because I would want you to be there, because I love you and adore you. And I never want to go to a meal without you.
It depends on the meal.
I would pick, man, this is really hard. I've always hated this question because I've had this question so many times. I never know what to say. But it's just question. Like, I'm the kind of person who, like, I don't know.
I know
just,
someone you would like
I feel
to sit with.
I feel so fulfilled. And that sounds so awful and so stuck up, but it's like, I'm just so genuinely happy with so many things in my life right now. I don't think about like these things.
Can I bring up
who's
one
the kind of
you?
Person you think? Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
I did. You know, it's so funny. I played this game and I've answered this question before. He's always been on it.
Yeah.
So I'll say him again. So Stephen, Paul,
Stephen Furtick, Paul from The Disciples, and Christopher Nolan and me. So you have one more.
Christopher Nolan. Chris.
Which one of these are not like the other? You could pretty much just argue me.
That is so funny. No, that's so true. I would probably want to pick someone. See, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I'd want to pick someone who could answer some like conspiracy theory questions.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
I know you, Chris Benoit, just for you. So you can ask him, did you do it?
Of course he did it. No, you would want OJ there. So you could somehow get the correct response.
No, OJ's wife. What's her name?
Oh, Nicole.
Yes.
Wow, that's a great one. People don't say that enough. It would be great to get her at the table.
OJ's wife.
So let's see. All right, for me.
No, what's the girlfriend? What's the woman from Tiger King? What's that crazy woman's name?
I've never even seen it.
It's what does she always say? She's like, hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh my God.
I would want her husband.
Your table sucks at the end.
It does. No, I would want people there who could answer the questions that have never been answered, because those things are things that when I think about them really bother me and I just want to know.
So for me, I would love Stephen Furtick there. I would pick Mickey Mantle, because I would love to know what it was like being the number one person in America playing for the Yankees in the like 1960s New York City. And, you know, the stories and the books that were written about him and how like he was. I can't really compare like a partier of today that he was in the 60s. Like, you know, think of like Frank Sinatra, but he was that in baseball. Like, I would love to have Mickey Mantle there and just tell just incredible stories, whether they're, you know, rated PG or R. Would love to hear that. So I'm at Stephen Furtick, Mickey Mantle. I would love to, that's a great one.
A really hard one too.
Like John Adams. I would like to talk to him a lot about the Declaration of Independence, everything that was going on in those 1770s, you know, getting America to finally be free. And I would like to kind of know like how each of them guys really were. You know, we always are part of history where we always like to find out, you know, how great all these men and visionaries and how wonderful they were. But I would love to know, you know, what they were like outside of the doors. And, you know, you hear all the fun stories, how, you know, Ben Franklin was like a little, you know, a little man whore outside of, you know, doing business stuff. So, you know, I would like to ask John Adams if there was like secret societies back then, like you always hear about, you know, the Masons and just so many cool, you know, that's the kind of guy that you can ask conspiracy theories for, right?
All that stuff. Yeah.
So that's what, three? Yeah, it's three. So Furtick, Mantle, John Adams. That's tough, man. Oof. And then you always think of like certain like crimes. Like you brought up like the Epstein thing, and you would love to talk.
I did. When we first talked about this, I said Epstein because I want to know what he's got on the Clintons.
Oh my God. I would love to probably sit there and talk to like Abraham Lincoln. I've always been fascinated by Abe. That would be really cool. So that's what, four? And I love film.
Walt Disney. Sorry, while you're talking.
Oh my God, yeah. Walt Disney would be really number five.
Things. Princess Diana. We've got some really good ones.
It would be so cool to sit Walt Disney down and go through his thought process to create everything that we see today. Like, just to hear the creative genius that comes out of his mouth. Like, how you're able to literally be the number one destination in the world every single year forever. Like, what did you write it down and it became a reality? Like, how do you just come up with this stuff? And the filming of the movies and taking those risks and just the balls that guy had in every facet of things. But, people will always be like, oh, Chris, you know, how come you don't want to talk to Ken Griffey Jr. or Jerry Rice? Like, man, there's enough interviews out there for me to go on there and be like, I know what they would be like in a conversation, probably. I want to go hear people of substance and people like I learn a lot from, like the Stephen Furtick's. I learn a lot from him. And, anyone that brings me closer to God is someone I would like to sit down and have a conversation with. But then all the other stuff, man, I'm just a huge history buff. So I would just love to hear, what it was like in certain time periods. So yeah, those are my five.
I'm also looking at other people are saying everyone's like all over the place and they have things like there's not like, this is the person.
I mean, Steven Spielberg would be really cool. For you, I would like to do, I mean, not for you, but I would like to do, you know, Christopher Nolan. I would like to do Tim Burton. Babe Ruth would be so cool to talk to. There's just so many people. I would love to talk to Jackie Robinson.
I want to talk to Eve because I want to know if it really was an apple or if it was a different type of fruit.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it would be Jackie Robinson to see, like, hey, man.
Eve. Yeah. Jackie Robinson.
I mean, Jackie Robinson, he broke the color barrier in baseball. Like, I can't even, like, imagine the stress and the life that he was living at that time. But yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
That was good. All right. Long question.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry for ranting, everyone. But that's a difficult question to answer.
Yeah. Ask me that again in a week. I'll have five different answers.
I know. You will still be on my list though, Chris.
Thank you. You will not be on mine.
I know.
So, thank you so much, Morgan, for taking this time out of your evening to do this. I know you have a lot of work to do.
No problem, my love.
I have to go take out the trash. So
you do. It's trash day.
It is. Thank you, everybody who's been tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy this. If there's any questions that we didn't answer that you would like to ask, we will definitely answer those in the next episode. But thank you guys again. If you guys want to check out my wife's business, go to @Pinnovative by Morgan on the Instagram. And check out, she's not doing Pinterest right now. She's doing, business operations, business management.
I'm shocked you know this. This is like very impressive and very sexy.
Every day.
But just because you hear it every day doesn't mean it stays in the brain.
When I'm on podcasts, for some reason, I remember everything. It's weird. I guess because like when I used to interview a ton of guests, I had to remember what they did and what they're doing. So it's like you had to kind of just, be prepared to plug whatever you could. She's, doing a lot of online business management right now, and she's doing the best she can, and she's, kicking ass like left and right. And I couldn't be absolutely more proud than, I'm happy to still be the breadwinner, but that might not last too much longer. So if she keeps, knocking these things out of the park. So definitely go to @Pinnovative by Morgan, check out what she's got offering. Unfortunately, she offers a bunch of free stuff, but I don't run the business. So, so I don't make those decisions. That's above my pay grade. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Where to Begin podcast. I am Chris DeFrancesco. That is Morgan DeFrancesco, and the one and only Addison is sleeping. So she can't say hello or bye.
She can't say those things anyway, Chris.
That's facts. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week or weekend, depending on when you hear this. We will be back very, very soon, and we will catch you guys down the road. We hope you have a good one. God bless you. Wear your mask. Stay safe. And just, you know, have a good time. Don't let this virus keep you guys in the house, but just do it safely and do it with intelligence, please. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.